KY. What do you do when the guy that works before you takes the newspaper and tears it into 1,400 pieces? How do you find out what you're looking for, especially when it comes to Major League Ball scores? Well, let's see. It'd be a lot easier just to pick up the telephone, which is what I think I'll do. Call the Wacky Scorekeeper at 584-GAME.
Turn off the lights.
Oh, baby, this is time to get so excited.
I want to get
free.
I mean, that's all the guy does for a living. He sits up there and talks sweet to you.
Yeah!
Makes $1 million. Teddy Pendergrass, and close the door. No, I'm sorry, that's turn off the lights. Close the door is the one he had before that. 18 minutes after 10 o'clock, Friday morning with Tom Prestigiacomo. At least I got my own name right. Want to look at Kentucky out of weather? We'll do that next. Now, where else in town can you walk in and say that? That's right. Nowhere else but at Burger Queen. Get your free watermelon with a 10, 15, or 20-piece box of fried chicken now through Labor Day. Available at any participating Burger Queen restaurant displaying the watermelon on the counter.
So, welcome into this bed.
Now, the weather picture they've painted for me looks like we're going to have partly cloudy skies overhead. It's going to be kind of warm and slight chance of thunderstorms. Well, where have we heard that before? 87 is what you can expect high-wise this afternoon. Tonight, look for partly cloudy skies and a low of 69. Sunshine tomorrow and a high of 87. And right now in Anchorage, Prospect, and on the Mall, 75 degrees at Wacky. WAKY, and today's phrase is, let he who is free from sin cast the first stone. I've been lied watching television, listening to radio, and reading the newspaper. Everybody's on Mayor Stansberry's case. Now, if he's guilty, that's one thing, but to harass him out of office, that's a whole new ballgame. WAKY, a little bit of Dionne Warwick. And I know I'll never love this way again. It's 10:27. Good morning. We made it to the weekend, or at least we will if we survive the morning and afternoon. I'm Tom Prestigiacomo at your station. Do we have any Gino Vannelli fans out there? Raise your hand. If you're driving, you don't have to. If you're driving, you don't have to raise your hand. Just make a little eye. All right, I see. Well, you see, the Sunday, the featured artist on the Robert W. Morgan special of the week is Gino Vannelli. Now, Robert W. Morgan will have Gino here at Wacky 79, 9 o'clock, Sunday morning, at your station.
Arts with the Animals.
WAKY, with the best and the latest new music. Doobie Brothers, Dependent on You. A little taste of the brothers Doobie, their latest, Dependent on You. And a lot of people will be depending on you later this weekend as you take a look at the River City Mall. How's your roots today? I mean, your ethnic roots, you know. I mean, where do you come from? Arabian backgrounds, maybe Filipino, German, Italian, Paisano, I'm going to tell you this. Japanese, Jewish, Latin American, Ukrainian, Greek. Well, a lot of these groups are going to be there. As a matter of fact, all the ones that I mentioned will be participating in the International Heritage Festival that comes up this weekend and goes all the way through the holidays. There's even some fireworks that you'll see on Sunday, and they'll have dance groups tonight and a lot of other things going on. And we'll keep you posted as to what's happening in your downtown area from your station. Stay with us.
Isn't it time you made your mark? At Shillitoe's Undergrad Junior Shops Oxmoor Center, monogramming Saturday only.
Taking care of the music on your mind is what our request line is all about. Pick up your phone and dial me up, if you would, please. You know my number? You don't? For the umpteenth time. Got it? Here, write this down. We're going to have a test on it. 589-W-A-K-Y.
Something's going wrong around.
79 Wacky. Joe Jackson, is she really going out with him? A question I've asked myself many times, but that's okay with me. I'm leaving. She can have him. No problem at all. Sunshine on the River City Mall, and it's Friday morning. Good day to be out and about playing. If you're on the highways, please drive carefully. The life you save may owe me money. One more time. Tom Prestigiacomo. The next game for the Wacky Wet Sox, we got one coming up at St. Polycarp on Sunday, 4 o'clock at their annual goat roast. We're going to raise money for their booster club. Maybe I'm a fool, but you never get me to admit it on the radio. Eddie Money with Tom Prestigiacomo. It's 12 minutes away from Eddie Money. I mean, he's grown up. Let's call him Ed Money.
sounds. Well, you can always call me Tommy Prestigiacomo.
Now showing exclusively at the Showcase Cinemas on Bardstown Road.
Let's look at Kentuckiana weather and find out what's happening today. Well, the weather, folk, are saying to look for partly cloudy skies overhead. It's going to be warm, slight chance of rain. What else is new? A high of 87 in Kentuckiana today. Now, tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 69. Look for sunshine in your neighborhood tomorrow with a high of 87. In Fern Creek and in Evansville, Indiana, and on the mall, 75 degrees at WAKY. Beep, beep. And we all know where bad little girls go, don't we? Anywhere they want to. Donna Summer at Wacky 79 with Tom Prestigiacomo at 6 minutes away from 11 o'clock. Plumper, the VIP Frank the whole family will enjoy. Or a Royal Buffet canned hams. When you think of summer meals, think Dubuque. WAKY with Tom Prestigiacomo coming into work this morning at about 9:45. Out back with Starwatch 1, shined up and ready to look for your wacky car star. You got it on your rear window? Sit back and take it easy. We'll make you a winner.
It's sad to think about.
We're going to make you a star. UAKY, Louisville.
And now here's Sherry Southmade with the 11 o'clock news. WAKY with the Little River Band and their latest, The Lonesome Loser. Actually, they weren't so lonesome, but they did lose. And I would like to thank the people at Memorial Hospital for coming out and playing a little softball with us last night at Bicknell Park over in New Albany. Unfortunately, all week long, I mispronounced the name of the place. I called it Bicknell. Actually, it's Bicknell Park over in New Albany where the Wacky Wet Sox came out on top of the Memorial Hospital patients. I assume, no, I think they were staff. I don't know. We won the game 18-15. 11-15 is our season record now, which isn't so bad for a bunch of rookie softball players. Our next game, the Wet Sox are off tonight. We have a game tomorrow. It'll be at 7:30 in the evening at the Floyd Knobs Community Park when the Wacky Wet Sox take on the Floyd Knob Little League Bombers. We're raising money for their league, so come on out and help us do them right.
Number one hit.
Wacky 79. And don't forget that the National Council of Jewish Women are having their Clothes and Counter Fashion Encore October 21st and 22nd. It just means that you can get great deals on some great looking clothes. We'll tell you how to be a double winner, too, with them and us. Bad Case of Loving You, Robert Palmer. His latest with Tom Prestigiacomo. My latest at 17 after 11, Kentuckiana weather. We'll do it next.
If you're ready to lose weight and stay fit, join the fun. Join the YMCA downtown. For membership information, call 587-6700.
Kentuckiana weather. More sunshine than clouds in the afternoon with a slight chance of rain as the day progresses. A high of 87 today. Tonight, a low of 69 and partly cloudy skies. Right now in the mall, it's 78 degrees at WAKY.
Today I stumble from my bed.
Your radio station will have requested music for Granny and Ann and everybody else that is really into Elvis. If you're really into dancing around morning time wise, can't think of a better piece of music to do it. Here's Spyro Gyra and Morning Dance at Wacky. A little bit of a morning dance. I can see you now. Dancing around with a broom. I used to do that. I'd mop the floors and dance a little bit with a mop. My only problem is that the mop would lead.
Tomorrow night, 8 p.m.
WAKY. Gentlemen will be in concert tomorrow night here in Kentucky. Listen to the music. And speaking of music, do you realize that this is the last weekend, summer weekend of the 70s? This is it, the last one. The next summer we'll have will be 1980. Well, Wacky takes time out all weekend long to remember the music of the summer of the 70s and also gives you a chance to move up to some Wacky fun packs that'll be coming your way all the weekend long. You need a telephone, of course, to be a winner with us. And your radio, and keep it at Wacky 79. Wacky 79, music by request, or as they say, south of the border, El Requesto with Michael Jackson and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Tom Prestigiacomo watching the people cruise up and down on the River City Mall. And they're walking, of course, they don't drive to. Unless you're a policeman, you can drive on the mall, but outside of that, you have to strut your stuff. And I've been watching people do it. You know, Housing and Urban Development just bought the building across the hall from us, or across the mall, that would be better. And they put a reflective coating over the windows, which gives it a nice mirror-like effect. And it's a pretty long walk down that way. And I watch these people start their walk as they get to about Walgreens, and they're headed down towards Walnut or Muhammad Ali Boulevard. And they'll glance over to the right and they'll watch themselves, and then all of a sudden their shoulders get square and they start walking just right, and they look over to make sure their hair's parted. It's really interesting. You talk about a show, we've got them for you here at Wacky Radio on the River City Mall. You ought to come down and just sit and watch the traffic. That's right. Nowhere else but at Burger Queen. Now get your free watermelon with a 10, 15, or 20-piece box of fried chicken now through Labor Day. Available at any participating Burger Queen restaurant displaying the watermelon on the counter.
And Liberty National Bank can help, 'cause we'll go along with you.
You know, the Wacky White Sox are becoming some kind of softball team. Last time I looked at our lineup, we were, what, 4-15 on the season? Give us 6 or 7 wins in a row, and we're at 11-15 going into this weekend's competition. Saturday, the Wacky White Sox go up against the Floyd Knobs Little League Bombers at the Community Park over in Floyd Knobs. 7:30 Saturday, remember that game. And Sunday, you don't want to miss St. Polycarp's annual Goat Roast when the Wacky White Sox play against their booster club to raise money for the same. Join us now.
Baby.
W-A-K-Y with Elton John's Mama Can't Buy You Love.
Gee,
if you have to get your mama to depend on for love, you want a heap of trouble. Of course, yeah, I guess who else can you depend on besides your mother for love, huh? I'm sorry, I said it. 19 minutes away. You wouldn't believe the looks I get. 19 away from 12 o'clock with Tom Presta Giacomo. How you doing today? What do you think about that?
Haven't seen your face around this place.
W-A-K-Y requested music. Here's Neil Diamond. I guess we should get carried. I'm sorry, I'd already had the money out for the collection plate. Music just does those things to me. Weather will do it to you if you're not careful. Sunshine on the outside, hot and humid with a high of 87, says the people at the Weather Company. Look for fair skies tonight and a slight chance of thunderstorms. Low of 68 before sunrise. Look for sunny skies on Saturday, and temperature-wise right now in Hikes Point and on the Mall, look for 80 degrees, because that's what you got. Your chance to party hardy. Tonight is the night. A lot of people are in school. Can you imagine that, coming out of school? Do you remember those days? Do you remember waiting for Friday nights? Now you're probably watching your kids waiting for Friday nights. Oh, well, how times change. 10 minutes away from 12 o'clock. A little change in time. Before you know it, it'll be the afternoon. Daryl Douglas will be in here, and I'll be fading into the sunset.
Welcome to Yoga Laughing.
I gotta thank my lucky stars above.
79 WAKY, Barbara Streisand, from the movie and the album, The Main Event. That song, by the way, was written by Paul Jabara, who was responsible for Donna Summer's Last Dance, which, of course, won more awards than you'll ever do, unless, of course, you like to write songs. 4 minutes away from lunchtime, let's see what we're going to have to eat today. Gosh, I hope I don't have to eat crow.
Due to the overwhelming response, no summer is complete without a family visit to Kings Island, just 20 miles north of Cincinnati on I-71. $2 discount coupons also available at all Kroger stores.
Now, don't forget, this afternoon at 3 o'clock, Wacky 79 kicks off the last summer weekend of the 70s with music from the summer of all your 70s and chances to win Wacky Fun Facts. Stay with us.
We're going to make you a star. WAKY, Louisville.
And now here's Sherry Southmade with the 12 o'clock news.
President Carter has nominated Donald McHenry to replace Andrew Young as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. McHenry has been Young's deputy, and like Young, he is a black man. McHenry's nomination is considered likely to overcome the president's political problems with black leaders upset over Young's departure. There is some good news today for 1 million federal employees. They had been expecting a 5.5% pay raise in October, but they're going to be getting 7% instead, and they can thank President Carter for that. John White of the Office of Management and Budget says the president allowed for the higher pay raise because of rising inflation.
In the budget, there was a tentative estimate of a 5.5% increase. The president has reviewed that and decided to increase it to 7% because of equity. In the president's view, the inflation rate has been higher than we had estimated when we put that number into the budget. And in light of the higher estimate of the inflation rate, we have now out for public comment higher standards.
In his Labor Day message today, President Carter calls inflation the most serious challenge for American workers. But Carter also says that working together, we can keep inflation down. The Jefferson County Board of Education is tallying up the number of students that have enrolled this year, and a preliminary report indicates that enrollment is down from last year. The Assistant Superintendent for Management and Budget, Dr. Frank Rapley, has the figures.
Let's see, Wednesday, August
27th, I believe we had about 92 to 93,000 regular program students that we would use for determining basic teacher allocations. And we expected around 97 to 98,000.
Rapley says that some adjustments are called for in school staffing due to the decrease in enrollment. However, a second analysis of each grade and subject area will be done prior to making adjustments in staffing. There is a reported surplus of some 180 teachers in the county schools. The city of Cleveland is about to default for the second time in less than a year. City Law Director Jack Shulman says that they can't avoid it. At midnight tonight, $3.3 million borrowed from the Waterworks Contingency Fund must be repaid or refinanced, and Shulman says the city just can't do it. Last December, Cleveland defaulted on repayment of $14 million worth of municipal notes. The woman who thrilled thousands for over 40 years with her provocative fan dance will be dancing no more. We get the details from Eleanor Lazenby in Los Angeles.
Famous fan dancer Sally Rand is dead at age 75. Miss Rand died early this morning at Foothill Presbyterian Hospital in Glendora from congestive heart failure. Hospital spokesperson Jane Tessiter said Miss Rand had remained unconscious since she suffered a cardiac arrest last Wednesday night. She had been admitted to the hospital over a week ago for treatment of chronic lung and heart ailments. Sally Rand became a national star when she introduced her now famous fan dance at the World's Fair in 1933. Her blonde hair and ostrich feathers moving to classical music and revealing sexy glimpses of her body. Miss Rand continued to work until last year, sometimes as much as 40 weeks a year, and refused to quit until her health forced her to do so. Eleanor Lazenby, Los Angeles.
In his will filed in Los Angeles Superior Court, Stan Kenton asks that his Stan Kenton Orchestra be disbanded forever. Kenton died last Saturday at the age of 67. He left an estate valued at $525,000 to his three children. The will also provides that all of the bandleader's original music scores and manuscripts be given to North Texas State University in Denton, Texas. The Louisville chapter of the University of Alabama Alumni Association will hold a television watch of the Alabama-Georgia Tech game that Saturday, September the 8th at 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn on Bardstown Road. For reservations, phone 895-5617. Kentuckiana weather, mostly sunny skies, warm and humid today, a high of 87 degrees. Fair tonight with a slight chance for some showers and a low of 68. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 88. At Wacky, we have partly sunny skies, 82 degrees. I'm Sherry Southmay, WAKY News.
Station with Maxine Nightingale. Lead me on. Tease me all night long. Well, heck, you can tease me all afternoon long. My number's as available as yours is at 589-WAKY. Got a little sunshine on the River City Mall. Looks like it's going to be a nice day if we can just get rid of the humidity. Maybe we can all do it. Hey, if everybody inhales at once, maybe we can just suck it up. WAKY with Tom Prestigiacomo. Now, don't forget, the National Council of Jewish Women will be bringing you a Close Encounter Fashion Encore. It comes up the 21st and 22nd of next month. Now, you can stop by Wacky 79, pick up a Close Encounter bumper sticker, add that to your Wacky Car Star on your window, and get ready to win, not once, but twice, with 79 Wacky. '79 Radio with Jerry Rafferty, and you got to get it right next time. Mother Nature got it right this afternoon. Look at the sunshine on the mall, I'm telling you. Looks good to me. Speaking of sounding good and looking good, here is the runner-up for the commercial Most Sounding Like a Fleetwood Mac Song on Wacky. Oh, let's see, it might help if I turn on my microphone. You see, I'm just sitting here trying to get everything together. Mary T. Duane of the Louisville Zoo just called me, and we'll talk to her next and find out just what's going on with all the folks at the Louisville Zoo.
At Ben Singer's, we make your place a home.
Well, let's find out what happens when you mix the Louisville Zoo with various forms of art in Kentuckiana. Here's Mary T. Duane. What's going on today, Mary T.?
Well, we're getting all prepared for Arts with the Animals at the Louisville Zoo.
Right.
And tomorrow, the 1st and 2nd of September, we're going to start off the month with Peter and the Wolf, performed by the Louisville Ballet. Performance times are 2 and 3:30, so we invite everybody to come out and enjoy Arts with the Animals. It's every weekend in September.
Right.
We have the ballet. We have Louisville Children's Theater. We have Karen Hunt from the Opera Association.
Great.
We have the Louisville Orchestra. and we have Actors Theater Apprentice Company.
Yeah, Rod Wainscott called me earlier this morning,
right.
and we talked a little bit, you know, while in between records, and
uh-huh.
he was telling me, you know, the crowds and the turnout is really good, and the chance to support the arts in the Louisville Zoo is also a good opportunity for
yeah.
the people.
This is one of the most exciting of the promotional events that we've had so far,
right.
and we had it again last year, and we had good numbers of people that came out and enjoyed it, and we've already had lots of people asking about it for this year.
Okay.
So it's going to be fun. We have tickets for the seating area and the exploration stage. The tickets are free,
great.
And we have regular admission to the zoo.
Right.
So we invite everybody to come out and enjoy arts with the animals.
Mary T., we sure enjoyed having you with us today.
Well, thank you very much,
awesome.
And I hope you come out and enjoy the activity.
I'll do the best I can. I got a chance to look at your tiger exhibit. It was right on time.
Did
I'd say,
you love it?
I tell you.
Isn't it beautiful?
You guys are putting it together right. 1100 Trevilian Way now, folks. Don't forget the Louisville Zoo. That's right. It's the first place on the right on Trevilian Way with the elephants. Can't miss it. 79 Radio with Tom Prestigiacomo anticipating Sunday's game. We see the Wacky Red Sox have a game the 2nd of September. We'll be playing at St. Polycarp's annual goat roast. We're going to raise some money for their booster club. Come on out and join us. You talk about some fun. I feel sorry for the goat. Yeah, I got a couple of those myself. Robert John with Tom Prestigiacomo. Interesting combination. 12:26, it's lunchtime. How's yours? Nothing like a little philosophy stuck in between the notes of your favorite song, Fleetwood Mac and Tom Prestigiacomo, with new music. Well, actually, it's not new. We took the wrapper off of it. It's been here for, oh, 3 or 4 days. Herb Alpert and a song called Rise from your station. Well, let's turn on the microphone. 79 WAKY, Herb Alpert and Rise with Tom Prestigiacomo. It's 25 minutes away from Daryl Douglas at your station.
Where else in town can you walk in and say that?
That's right. Nowhere else but at Burger Queen. Get your free watermelon with a 10, 15, or 20-piece box of fried chicken now through Labor Day. Available at any participating Burger Queen restaurant displaying the watermelon on the counter.
J. Riggins could have the Naked City Sale.
J. Riggins at Jefferson and Oxmoor Mall.
79 Wacky is your radio station.
Say you.
Why don't you just slither on over here, my little salamander. Hubba, 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 hubba. Back to the egg with Paul McCartney and Wings getting closer. Tom Prestigiacomo getting closer. Daryl Douglas comes in 20 minutes. Gee whiz, if I didn't play that song for Brenda, she'd probably never speak to me. Gladys Knight and the Pips. The way we were. Let's take a look at Kentuckiana weather. Lots of sunshine, so says the weather person. Of course, a lot of clouds to go along with it, and a high of 87 in the afternoon. Fair skies tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms, and a low of 68. Saturday brings us sunny skies and a high of 88 degrees. And up in Sellersburg, Indiana, and on the mall right now, 82 degrees at your station. 79 Radio, those are the Bee Gees from the album Spirits Haven't Flown. Loving you inside and out. Gee, there's a... pretty much covers every place around, doesn't it? It's 10 away from 1 with Tom.
Hi, Grover. And the whole thing only cost $2.29. That's about what we paid for a fish sandwich alone at that other place. But this is a meal, Grover.
Boy, you just sit a mouthful, and I'm hungry. Where's this Burger Queen at?
Well, you take a left at the
Come on over to the participating Burger Queen restaurant near you and check out their homemade hush puppies along with their great new fish dinner. You know where it's at. Burger Queen.
I'm gonna make my mark on this world.
The album is I Am, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and After the Love Is Gone. I want to play that for the ladies out front. You see, they asked me for it earlier today, and I wanted to make sure that I got it on. You always save the best for last, huh? We're running out of time here. Let's see. Today's question is, what has 19 locations that are open until 10 o'clock every night all over Kentuckiana and have a new location at Holiday Manor between Highway 22 and 42 and have a brand new flavor of ice cream? Daryl Douglas is here. All right. Daryl Douglas, can you take it?
I thought I knew.
Oh, I'm sorry. Time is up. Today's answer is Earler's Ice Cream.
Oh, yeah!
Earler's has 19 locations in Kentuckiana. They have one near you. They're open until 10 o'clock every night, and they have a new flavor of ice cream.
lemon drop ice cream. Now, that'd be a great way if you're dashing back from lunch, you want to take care of that sweet tooth of yours. The place to be is Earler's. Their new location is in Holiday Manor between Highways 22 and 42, which is right over from Ballard High School. Maybe you would actually prefer one of the locations closer to you, like the one across from Barrett Junior High School, or even the one in the Gardner Lane Shopping Center, come to think of it. Every one of them have the new flavor ice cream, and it's lemon drop ice cream. Don't confuse it with the sherbet. I know it's citrus, but a lot of... let's try it again. Take two. This ice cream is not a sherbet. It's creamy, smooth, lemony, and it's on the inside. You'll find crispy, crunchy lemon crunch buried deep inside. Actually, you don't have to get to the bottom. It's all through the ice cream. Earler's new lemon drop ice cream, right? 19 locations in Louisville. Stop by. Check it out. They're open till 10 o'clock. Like I said, tell them Tom Prestigiacomo sent you. Let's see who the hell is
here. You're invited to the largest...
No one under 18 admitted.
How do you follow a commercial like that? Well, listen, Louisville, you're on your own. I'm done. No, turkeys are done. I'm finished. Well, maybe on second thought, maybe I am done. Daryl Douglas is next. But first, Sherry Southmaid with the news. And we'll see you somewhere, I'm sure.
We're going to make you a star.
Yes, we are.
WAKY, Louisville.
And now here's Sherry Southmaid with the 1 o'clock news.
Donald McHenry has been chosen by President Carter to succeed Andrew Young as ambassador to the United Nations. McHenry has been Young's deputy at the UN, and correspondent Bob Berkowitz reports that McHenry has a different style than Ambassador Young.
Undoubtedly, many will make the assumption that Donald McHenry was chosen to replace Andrew Young because McHenry, like Young, is black. Well, that may be partially true, but there are many differences between the two men, both in style and in background. Where Young is an outspoken product of the civil rights struggle in the South, McHenry is a low-key Midwesterner. Born in St. Louis, he received his undergraduate and master's degrees in both international relations and speech at Southern Illinois University. He joined the State Department in 1964 and resigned in 73 to work for two prestigious think tanks. He came back to the government in 1977 to serve as deputy U.N. ambassador under Young. Most recently, McHenry served as the chief U.S. negotiator at the Kennedy Airport Russian ballerina standoff. Bob Berkowitz, Washington.
The Jefferson County Grand Jury has released its report on Election Day irregularities. They found that a fourth of the polling places in the county are inaccessible to the handicapped and the elderly. It was announced that buildings will be made accessible through the use of ramps, and an attempt will be made to set up polling places in locations that would pose no problem to disabled voters. It was also suggested that the March and September grand jury study voting problems each year. Senator Wendell Ford has called for Soviet withdrawal from Cuba. Correspondent Noel Thomas has the full story from Lexington.
Adding his voice to the growing chorus, Kentucky Senator Wendell Ford in Lexington today called on President Carter to urge the Soviets they should remove combat forces from Cuba. Ford's Senate colleague Frank Church, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said U.S. intelligence sources placed the Soviets' numbers at about 3,500, said the senator.
Of course, I'm in complete agreement with Frank Church. He has good, solid background as it relates to this area. The Foreign Relations Committee has all the details, which I'm not really privy to all of them, but I would have to support Frank Church and his request that the Russians get out of Cuba.
Ford said the presence of Soviet forces will add fuel to the fire of Senate SALT II treaty critics who already questioned the intentions of the Soviets. In Lexington, this is Noel Thomas.
Hurricane warnings are in effect for the southern portions of the Dominican Republic, with Hurricane David due late this afternoon. David is still packing sustained winds of about 150 miles an hour. The storm left as many as 4,000 people injured on the tiny Caribbean island of Dominica, and the death toll there was at least five by one account. Another report says 16 or more people died. David also is blamed for three deaths in Puerto Rico. And finally, Dan Aykroyd reportedly is telling friends he may not be live from New York this fall. The Daily News says that Aykroyd, who plays Jimmy Carter and Papa Conehead, among others, on Saturday Night Live, has joined colleague John Belushi in refusing to sign a contract for the TV show's fifth season. Both are working in Chicago on a film based on their musical team, the Blues Brothers. The semi-annual Bashford Manor Mall Antique Show and Sale will open Monday, September 3rd and run through the 9th. Hours for the show will correspond with the Bashford Manor store hours. Kentuckiana weather, mostly sunny, warm, and humid today, a high of 87 degrees. Fair skies tonight, a slight chance for some rain, a low of 68. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 88. At Wacky, we have partly sunny skies and 84 degrees. I'm Sherry Southmaid, WAKY News.
It was early morning yesterday.
hours up before the dawn.
Wacky 79. That's Steely Dan. Oh, not yet. Steely Dan's coming up. Supertramp, Goodbye Stranger. 9 minutes after one. Thank goodness it's Friday. My goodness. We will be missing a member of our staff who just finished up what he just finished up. And Memphis, huh? You'll enjoy that town. 10 after one. Double D here.